Welcome to Spitalfields Music's What Next podcast series. Throughout our summer festival, we're asking people the question, what next? Today, Maggie Faultless, violinist and co-leader of the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, talks about what next for the audience.
Hi, I'm Maggie. I'm a violinist, co-leader of the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, and I also teach at the Royal Academy of Music and Cambridge University, which is very exciting. And my what next is to ask actually what audiences are doing, because without them, those of us who play or study music or are passionate about playing and studying music really don't have this feedback, this fantastic triangle between what we're doing, what we're playing, us, and who we're trying to communicate to. So I'm going to reach out there to audiences of the future, indeed of the present, and say, let's not be surprised by who we might find in an audience. Don't be surprised that there are young people who really love sitting in a passionate, silent pub. Yes, pub. In the East End where the Cray brothers used to hang out, hearing Purcell Fantasias with an intensity that really one never expects to hear in that sort of environment. This is part of the wonderful OAE Night Shift series. And don't be surprised if there are one or two grey-haired people sitting there on the floor too, because it's all up for grabs, because I don't think there's any longer just classical music or popular music or rap. I don't think we need to live in pigeonholes. I think we all need to be out there flying and experiencing what's going on there. Let's not be surprised to want to tear down some of the edifices of the 19th century concert-going experience. Let's not be surprised when a cool 12-year-old fancies turning up at the Royal Opera House and watching some erudite performance of Strauss, because it's all just as passionate and as wild and as cool as anything can be. And if we can get that into the classrooms too, then that'll be just great, and we'll have an audience now for the present and for the future. Some of this melting pot is happening already, actually, with things happening pre-concert things, post-concert things, mixing up musics with DJs, with classical performances, with records. It doesn't necessarily all fit very well. I think we have to be sometimes a bit careful about what we do, but I think with care, we can juxtapose extraordinary, contrasting, but very illuminating things together. And I'd like to see some even more adventurous programming that doesn't just happen to mix music from the 17th and 21st centuries, but actually mixes different types of music that can feed off each other. Jazz with new compositions, with early music, and indeed just being out there playing music in different places, popping up in pubs and taverns and in the street, just as music has been done forever, really. But this can include all the sort of genres that somehow get trapped into more conventional spaces.
That was Maggie Faultless with her thoughts on what next for the audience. Tomorrow, head teacher of the Cherry Tree School, Stuart Walker, tackles what next. During our summer festival, we're releasing a new podcast each day. Find out more at spitalfieldsmusic.org.uk or subscribe to the series on iTunes.